Welcome back to the Mike Mularkey Show, and it's now time for the film room. And today we're actually in the Jaguars team meeting room, which also Jerry Sullivan here, the wide receivers coach for the Jaguars, is joining us. This doubles as your meeting room, right?
Correct.
And it's a mighty big room for a small position group.
That's right. It's like an echo chamber. We can hear all the ghosts from the past. So it's a nice room. It's comfortable, nice chairs, and got a big screen TV type deal, which is nice for those guys to see.
That's a little bit bigger than most people have in their house, though.
That's correct.
Nice.
That's a nice additive for our guys.
All right, I'm looking forward to this because, you know, as a defensive lineman, you know, I'm a trench guy. And so I want to learn about route running and playing the wide receiver position. So this is going to be educational for me. And you've put together a bunch of different clips of Jaguar players running routes and then also some others.
Correct. Well, what I want to do is being a good route runner is an art, and it takes a lot more time than people understand that it does. It's no different than a golfer who plays golf. It takes him a long time to develop his swing, develop as a putter, and all the things that go with it. Being a good route runner is something that's taken for granted, but it takes time. There's an evolution to it, and so what we're doing here is we're trying to build our base of what we do and doing it well. And I got some clips here if you'd like to see.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's look at them.
This would be a picture in the New Orleans game. This is Justin scoring a touchdown. We're in a little tight group here, a little tight formation. He's going to do what we call spray release. He's getting width as he gets depth. We want to create a great vertical push, even though it's at an angle. And then the key to being a good route runner on this kind of route is you want your feet to get you out of the route before your head comes around so that you can come back to the ball, just like Justin does here with strong hands. He comes back to the ball, catches the ball, does a nice job eluding a tackler, gets north and south, splits the defenders, and gets up into the end zone, scores a touchdown, which is a really – and the key to this is how well he ran the route. He pushed the guy. He got the guy out of his comfort zone. Then he was able to stop suddenly, come back to the ball, meet it, split the defenders, and score. And that's what one of the things we liked in our
creating separation.
Correct.
That's what all the whole route running thing is about.
I always tell them feet creates separation. Feet creates separation. Your head won't create separation. Your shoulders won't create it. Your feet create it by getting vertically and accelerating with speed.
All right, who you got here?
This will be Justin last week against a similar route against Baltimore. Pushes. This route's a little deeper than the last one. Does a nice job again of coming back to the ball. He kind of sheds the defender. The defender's kind of squatting at the top. He sheds him off, gets north and south, and we get his nice 17, 18-yard gain. Get us out of the hole. Now, here's a compliment to that route.
The last one was a hook.
Those were hooks, both of them. This is a hook from a little different angle, but this is how, as defensive backs begin to see things and they begin to jump them, this is a compliment. This is what we would call a hook pump, where he's going to start to run the hook. He swivels his head back to the quarterback, like he's going to get the hook. The defensive back is coming to make the play. He accelerates his feet up the field, and then we get a long pass and get a nice long gain. He does a nice job of setting himself up with a nice long catch, and you get the big plays in the game by understanding how to do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Nice job there, especially using his body to shield the defender away from the ball.
Correct. Okay, now we're in a slot formation here, and now we're going to run. Justin's on an outside route. He's going to crank it up the field. We got a nice play action fake. We get the linebackers to suck down the hill for the most part. He's going to push it up, make a speed turn, flatten it off, split the defenders, and we get a 29-yard gain, which you got to have enough of these in the game. That I always say, if you get five plays or 25 yards or more, you should win the game.
Yeah, you're considered explosive plays.
Correct.
It's all about explosive plays.
Now here's a play where we're in a little stack look on the bottom. We're going to do what we call switch release between the two receivers.
That's Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas is the guy who's going to wind up inside. He's going to push it up, break out, catch the defender. This is against the Giants, flat-footed. Speed out. He should stay a little flatter than he does. But, again, we get a nice, long, big play, which sets up an eventual touchdown.
Boy, right there at the very end of his route before he turned, I mean, that little head move that he had almost drew Prince Amukamara to the inside, which created that separation.
But the thing that really created it, and I agree with you, is that he got out of the cut quickly.
Right.
And it wasn't elongated. He was quick and in and out of it, transitioning. Here's another picture of Mike up top. he's going to come up. Our outside receiver at the top does a nice job of widening the defender. Mike's going to push it up, kind of sit in the hole, catch the ball. Again, split the defenders, get north and south. Don't run east and west. Too much speed.
And a lot of people on that last play wouldn't even consider the outside receiver actually drawing the defender away from Mike to create separation for his teammate.
Right, you're trying to widen the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a picture of Mike on the outside running a go route. Does a nice job of using the speed, accelerates, gets the defensive back running. The ball's a little underthrown. He does a nice job like an outfielder judging the fly ball, goes up high, gets the ball up high with his hands. And again, you get a big explosive play. You move the chains.
All right, is this next play here, we're going a little old school here.
Right.
You told me that this the greatest catch you've ever seen in your career.
Well, you kind of asked me about a great catch, and I said, well, when I was coaching Brandon Lloyd back in San Francisco, this would probably be one of the top two or three catches I've ever seen in my career, and this would be it right here. He's on the bottom of the screen. He's going to push vertically. He's going to run a little post route. He's going to go up, and the ball is behind him. He's going to pull it in with one hand, bring it back to his body, and first and goal on the 2-yard line.
Amazing. Amazing. But in practice, you had one also this week that was, I don't want to say it's in the same league, but this is what you're working towards.
Right. We're trying to build our guys' confidence so that we can make big plays. Fans like to see the ball in the air, and they like to see guys that are athletic and acrobatic make big plays. At the top of the screen on the right, you see Cecil Shorts come off against the DB. Push up, does a nice job of setting the route up. The ball's high, which is what you want down in the red zone. And you're going to go up and get acrobatic, and he's going to make the catch and come down with both his feet inbounds, which is big play.
Jerry, thanks for spending some time with us, and I learned something today.